Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ulmer. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 2, 17 to 29. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God and know his will and approve what is excellent because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you not steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It is easy to see sin in others. It is very difficult, and we are quite unwilling to see it in ourselves. We who have heard of Christ and been forgiven all of our sins can quickly be tempted to look at others and their own sin and imagine that we now have less sin, that we are not just as guilty. It is easy for us to overlook the sin that still clings to our flesh. We like to make excuses for it. We like to make justifications for why it is okay for us to break the law. But the Lord Jesus Christ leaves no room for excuses. When in the Sermon on the Mount he expands on the teaching of the law, teaching that those who are angry, have committed murder. Those who lust have committed adultery. Show all of us that sin still clings to our flesh. Even though we have been forgiven the guilt of that sin, it is imperative that we remain always mindful that that same sick heart still remains with us and will until our Lord takes us to be with himself, and on the last day purges our flesh of all of the rot of sin, and we enjoy a heart and mind that are wholly set on God. But thanks be to God who has given us his Holy Spirit, who cleanses our hearts and begins to work and change our will, to turn our will toward the law, that we may rejoice in it, while at the same time recognizing that we are not yet in this life free from sin. And so he continues to point us back to Christ, who has purified our hearts by his blood, who is eager to forgive our sins. And so, being mindful of our own sin, we can then turn in love and mercy to those around us, who themselves are in need of Christ's forgiveness and peace, that great goodness of which we ourselves have tasted. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you revealed to your church your eternal being of glorious majesty and perfect love as one God in a trinity of persons. May your church, with bishops like Basil of Caesarea, Gregory of Nazianzus, and Gregory of Nyssa, receive grace to continue steadfast in the confession of the true faith and constant in our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen.